The official enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, goes into effect on Tuesday, October 1st. Here are the five biggest things you need to know.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Health insurance premiums were going up before the health care law, and Obamacare isn't going to change that. The law's biggest effect will be in the individual market, where, for a lot of people, plans are likely to be significantly more expensive than individual market plans were before the law, even in some cases after the application of taxpayer-funded subsidies.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
There's no question that Obamacare's rules forcing employers to cover employees working more than 30 hours a week will push companies to trim hours and create more part-time staff. And that's even with those rules being delayed, including in one case where an Obamacare call center made sure many of its workers were part-timers.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
The administration has failed to hit many of Obamacare's implementation deadlines so far, and it's likely that the law's insurance exchanges just aren't ready for prime time. Online enrollment is definitely being delayed in at least one state, Oregon, and reports are surfacing that the pricing mechanism isn't working right in the federal exchanges.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Over the next 25 years, federal spending on major healthcare programs is expected to rise from about 4.6% of the economy today to about 8% of the economy. About a quarter of that rise is specifically due to Obamacare. More than anything else, federal spending on programs such as Medicare and now Obamacare is why spending patterns for the federal government are unsustainable.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Republicans in Congress have been making a big fuss about delaying or defunding Obamacare, but congressional options for killing the health care law are really limited right now. There are still some legal challenges in the works that could put a dent in the law, but the smart money is that most of Obamacare will go into effect as scheduled.